So we're talking about cover versions of songs, and there are a couple that stand out for me. Like I mentioned yesterday when we were promoting that we were going to talk about this, Van Halen came up. And Van Halen has one of the greatest cover versions of all time in their cover of You Really Got Me by the Kinks. And that's the kind of thing that we're talking about. Now, there have been some very unique and weird covers as well. We'll get into some of those. And if you guys have any ideas of what some of your favorite covers are, you can give us a call. 312-981-7200. Sometimes the cover versions are better than the original. And we've got a few examples of that. So we're going to be talking about covers that transcend their original hits. And according to a website called Yardbarker, that they actually think that the cover versions are maybe a little bit, maybe a lot better than the original version. And that's the case with a few songs. Now, the case that I brought up, Van Halen, and You Really Got Me with the Kinks, I would call that a tie because I love both versions, but the Van Halen version really does rock. So that's what we're talking about here. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Dan, did anything pop into your head as far as cover versions?
I'm actually going to turn it over to my brother-in-law. When I was working on this at home last night and listening to the music, he was over visiting and he loved the topic. And for him, not necessarily his favorite, but one that he always appreciated is the song Wagon Wheel, which in theory has been covered twice because the original Bob Dylan was written by Bob Dylan. Then years later, Old Crow Medicine Show did it and added lyrics. And then most recently, Darius Rucker did a cover of it.
Hootie?
Yes. And so that was his choice for an interesting cover that has gone through many different iterations.
It's interesting, you know, in the kind of the early days, you know, there were different versions of songs constantly. It was kind of a thing that was a regular thing in the 50s and in the 60s to do, you know, there'd be 6-7 versions of one song and be cover versions all over the place. And is it, Dan, am I right in saying that the most covered song is Yesterday?
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think that was the stat, right?
There was a news story about that a couple years ago.
Yeah, Paul McCartney's Yesterday is like the most covered song. Okay, so we're talking about covered songs here. 312-981-7200. We got a break here for the news, and then we'll jump right into it after that. Yeah. This is actually one of my favorite songs of all time. One of my absolute favorite songs of all time. Mike and Elgin is requesting some work by Paul Carrack. He's been a little sneaky because that was Squeeze, and the first song was by Ace. So he's going with Paul Carrack, who was in both those bands. Squeeze is a great band. That was Tempted. I love that. I love that. I love that song. Such a good song. All right. They had a moment in the 80s there, Squeeze. They were pretty popular. Esmeralda, you remember Squeeze?
Not really.
Oh, they were pretty popular. They had a couple of albums in a row there that I think sold some records, and they had some pretty popular videos. Great band, Squeeze. Great band. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number, and we're talking about cover versions of songs. And let's see. Let's talk about some of the ones that sorry? I didn't. You all right, Dan? Oh, okay. All right. Let's see. Vic actually had one. Vic is in the newsroom. Vic Vaughn. Now you said you had a cover version of a song. Should we?
There's two reasons why I love this pick for tonight. One, because I think it might make your head explode a little bit, and just the second, just because it's damn good.
Okay. Well, do we have both versions, Dan, or just the?
Yeah. So we'll play the original first.
Okay. Okay, so that obviously is ZZ Top with Sharp Dressed Man. So I didn't realize that somebody covered Sharp Dressed Man.
Right. Well, and the band that covered it, you're not exactly a lover of this band.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, let's hear the cover version.
But it's good.
About a
That's solid.
Well, it's a pretty faithful cover.
And that is a very solid performance if you look it up. You cannot deny it.
All right.
Even though it's Nickelback.
Oh, that was Nickelback?
And I'm not a fan of Nickelback, but that, they nailed it on stage. 2007.
All right.
You can laugh if you want, but look it up. It's good.
Okay.
You try it. You try it.
I'm not going to try it. I never claimed to try it. But Nickelback. All right. Now we've another layer to Vic's personality. He's the president of the Nickelback fan club.
No, I'm not. But seriously, if you like rock and roll,
yeah.
I challenge you to watch that and say, you know, and criticize it.
It sounded like a very faithful,
very,
solid,
very
good version of it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And then, like you said, faithful to the original.
Yeah.
Really good.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, there's Vic, the president of the Nickelback fan club, putting in his vote.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. All right. Let's see. Let's start off with this list out of Yard Barker here. So what we're going to do is we're going to play the original first. And then we'll play the cover that's mentioned. Now, here's the original. The first song is this one. You could have it all. My empire of darts. I will let you down. I will make you hurt. Okay. I think we all know where we're going with this one. Esmeralda, do you know the cover that we're going to go with this
one?
I
do, yes.
Yeah, and it is better. It's better. Here's what they say. The cover, it's Johnny Cash's cover of Hurt, isn't only one of the best covers of all time. It's one of the saddest, most emotional, and gut-wrenching songs ever recorded. Absolutely true. This was not long before his passing. And this is one of the very best covers of all time, and it actually is better than the original.
And you could have it all.
Such a great version. The video shot in black and white, Johnny Cash's, you know, aged face. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Those two American Song albums that he released before his passing were amazing records. Just incredible. And a whole new audience was opened up at that point to Johnny Cash. You know, a lot of the young hipsters who probably, you know, wouldn't listen to Johnny Cash in any other capacity, that those albums really brought an entirely new and young audience to Cash, deservedly so. He was a legend. Yeah, it's one of the best covers of all time. All right, let's see. Let's go to Patrick on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. That video with Johnny Cash made me fear getting older.
Yeah, it's beautiful and it's sad, and his version of the song is incredibly heartfelt, and the video is classic. Yeah, it's a great.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Yeah, I know we don't have a lot of time, but when you do topics like this, my brain goes into freaking overdrive.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, because you talked about Van Halen, and then of course, as you know, Diver Down, Pretty Woman, they did the cover,
yeah.
Pretty Woman.
Yeah, yeah.
David Lee Roth with California Girl.
Yeah,
and just Gigolo. I mean, the Power Station with a couple. I want to narrow the list down though, because I also had the Isley Brothers. He turned me on to that Summer Breeze. I never heard that version of Summer Breeze.
Seriously?
Tell me about it.
Wow.
Yeah, I got the album Harvest for the World, and it's one of my favorite Isley Brothers albums, which the Power Station also covered.
Yeah, they covered Harvest for the World and Bang a Gong on the same record.
And Bang a Gong.
Yeah.
You know, and Disturbed covered The Sound of Silence.
Right.
I don't know if you've heard it.
Yeah, I have heard it. It's really good, and I'm not a fan of Disturbed, but that's a really, really good version of that song.
It really is. I don't know if you've heard Typo Negative's cover of Cinnamon Girl.
No.
Yeah, whether or not you're a fan of Typo Negative, because Peter still has that really deep, well, it's not a death metal voice, but it's just that really deep,
right,
gothic voice, because
right,
he's like 7 foot tall.
Right.
And the production, it's pretty interesting to hear him do it. It's actually a pretty good version.
Yeah.
But what I was telling Dan, I saw this YouTube video of Tool live, and it was taken with cell phone. A lot of angles from the cell phone. They did a cover of No Quarter.
Tool?
Tool does a cover of No Quarter, but it was at a live show.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they've ever recorded.
Now, let me tell you something about before No Quarter, Patrick. Are you familiar with the band Mach Tube?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Now, Mach Tube, which is MAKTUB, Mach Tube, Reggie Watts' band from the early 2000s.
Okay,
Reggie Watts, band leader right now for The Late Late Show. You know who Reggie Watts is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Reggie Watts was in a band called Mach Tube, and they do a killer cover of No Quarter. Like a killer cover. You look it up, Patrick.
I will look it up.
Yeah.
There's only one other band I know that did No Quarter, and that was the band Crowbar.
Okay. Yeah, look up the Mach Tube version. It's really great. It's fantastic.
All right. I will do that. I get turned on to new stuff all the time. So Mach Tube.
Mach Tube. No MAKTUB. It's Reggie Watts' band from the early 2000s.
All right. I got one more for you. You probably won't like this one, but Korn actually covers Another Brick in the Wall.
Oh, they do?
All the parts of it. Yeah, they do.
Oh.
Korn, take them, like them or hate them. I think that was actually a pretty good cover because they do all the versions of it. And just kind of mashing it to one.
Oh, I see. All right.
Yep.
All right, Patrick.
Pretty much it.
Take care, buddy. See ya. There you go. Esmeralda, you remember when for Fly Jams Friday, I busted out my choices were from that Mach Tube album?
I think so, yeah.
With Reggie Watts. And then it's Reggie Watts' band. And it's a great, I don't know how many albums they had. The one that I had came out in 2003. And it's 2002 or 2003 it came out. Fantastic album. The album cover is amazing. Like it's like Reggie Watts' hair. It's like you just see like the top, and it's his gigantic, fantastic fro. And this was a great band, and they covered Led Zeppelin. We were talking. No Quarter is a song by Led Zeppelin, and it doesn't get covered very because it's not it's not one of their most covered songs. No Quarter. But they do a killer version of it, Mach Tube. And those guys are great. Now, I don't know. Let's see. Here's the next one on this list here from Yardbarger. 15 covers that transcend the original, as they say. So here's the original.
But I'm a creep.
Okay. Remember when we talk about songs that sound like other songs?
Hmm.
Yeah, that's the one that Dan. That one sounds like the Hollies.
Very much so.
It sounds like the Hollies. So now I don't know who this person is, and the explanation is you may have never heard of Carey Manolakos before, unless you're a Broadway nut. So I guess she does a lot of Broadway shows and is known in the world of Broadway theater and the musical theater world. But you won't forget her hauntingly sad and powerful cover of Radiohead's Creep. So here is Carey Manolakos.
I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell?
Well, that's pretty nice. I'd listen to that. Hey, didn't Tori Amos cover Smells Like Teen Spirit? I think, did a piano, just her and the piano. I think she did Smells Like Teen Spirit, if I'm not mistaken. Does it ring a bell at all, Esmeralda?
I'm not sure. I know she did a whole album of covers, but I don't know if that was on there.
Okay. Yeah. Tori, I think she did. If I'm not mistaken. But all right, we're talking covers, 312-981-7200. And let's go to a break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll get right back into it. Yeah, man. All right, Mike and Elgin, man, sneaky. Doing some sneaky stuff for Triple Play Thursday. Yeah. He got in three different artists, technically, but with one member of the band in all three. and he did a Paul Carrick thing. That was Mike and the Mechanics, Silent Running. Dan, any memory of Mike and the Mechanics?
Oh, sure. Living Years?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a dude from Genesis. What the hell is his last name? Mike Slappington? Right? What the hell's Mike Rutherford. Mike Rutherford. That's who it is. I think that's right, actually. Esmeralda, you remember Mike and the Mechanics?
Is he the tall one with the beard?
Yes. Mike Rutherford.
No. I just remember Genesis from that video. Wait. There's only three guys. I would have picked one
right.
of them.
Right. Well, there used to be four.
Not Phil Collins.
There used to be four. And then Peter Gabriel left. And
right. But right. I'm thinking.
You're thinking.
When it's Phil Collins.
80s
yes,
Genesis.
Yes, 80s Genesis. Right. Yeah.
And it is Rutherford.
Rutherford. That's right. All right. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah. 312-981-721. We're talking about covers. Good ones and bad ones. Let's say hello to Steve on WGN. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Nick. Good morning. Judas Priest uncorked a couple of them, and I'm trying to remember if I even heard the originals. You have Green Man Alici, Two Prong Crown off Hellbent for Leather.
Yep.
I think that was Fleetwood Mac.
That was Fleetwood Mac. That was like the Fleetwood Mac when they were a blues, British blues band.
Oh, with Peter Green and Jeremy Spencer.
Yep.
And they also did, I'm trying to remember if I heard Joan Baez's Diamonds and Rust.
Right.
Off of Sin After Sin with none other than Simon Phillips drumming. So that was an interesting configuration of the band for that album.
Diamonds Rust is a great, that's a great song.
It is. Judas Priest does their own little touch on him. Of course, one more, Nick, real quick. Of course, you have Laura Nero next to Willie Dixon, probably one of the greatest American songwriters ever. Fifth Dimension got rich doing her songs.
Yeah.
Sweet Blindness, Stone Soul Picnic, Wedding Bell Blues.
Yep.
And unfortunately, Laura Nero, along with, real quick, Chris Wood, two of the saddest rock and roll ironies ever, both Laura Nero and her mother, when they were 49 years old, both died of ovarian cancer at that age. The same disease that took Gilda Radner from us. And then, real fast, you got Chris Wood, flute player from Traffic, played on Electric Ladyland, 1968, that record from Hendrix, played on the song 1983, A Merman I Should Turn to Be. 15 years later, when 1983 rolls around, Chris Wood dies.
Wow.
Of course, unrelated. So that's why it's always dangerous when you mention dates and song like Asia mentioned, 1982.
Right.
Be careful, because that might mark something bad or good in your life.
Yeah.
So,
all right,
great
Steve.
Topic as always.
Thanks, man. Take care. Yeah. All right. Let's talk to Dan real quick. Hey, Dan.
Yeah, hi. Cheap Trick did a nice cover of Don't Be Cruel from Elvis.
Yes, they did. They also Cheap Trick also covered Magical Mystery Tour by the Beatles, and their version is fantastic. By the way, their version of Magical Mystery Tour, and they actually toured. Cheap Trick toured and performed all of Sgt. Pepper, the entire album. They did like a tour of performing it with an orchestra. It was amazing.
Excellent.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Dan. All right. So. You want to Dan? Do you want to do this next one real quick here? So, on the list. So this is an ABBA song that I'm not. I don't know if I even know this one, Dan.
Yeah, I had not heard it before. This.
Okay, this is a song called "Gimme, Gimme, Gimme" by ABBA, and I don't know if maybe I'll recognize it. But do we have that one?
Gimme once. Okay. On your computer's acting up.
So, and it was covered by, of all things, speaking of these guys calling in with Priest and metal covers, it was covered by Yngwie Malmsteen, who is a metal virtuoso guitarist. And so here's ABBA's version. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know this song. I know it because of this part. Okay, so Malmsteen, Yngwie Malmsteen, who is a metal guitarist, covered Gimme, Gimme, Gimme. That's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool. I like that. I've never heard that before. Yngwie jamming to some ABBA. Hey, Esmeralda, do you remember Fiona Apple's cover of Across the Universe?
I do.
Do we have a little of that? I think we have a little of that.
Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world.
Yeah, I love that version. You remember what movie that was from? Anybody, Dan?
I do not.
Pleasantville.
That's right. That movie didn't even ever show on Comedy Central. How did you know that, Esmeralda?
Comedy Central had an offshoot movie?
Pleasantville. But you know who directed the video of Fiona Apple's cover of that?
Wasn't Jeff Daniels, was it?
Nope.
That'd be weird.
Directed the video. Think about who Fiona Apple once dated, a director.
Oh, I don't know. I was going to say that Magician Man.
What Magician
who
Man?
In ice blocks.
David
did
Blaine.
She date David Blaine?
She did.
Come on now. No, think about this. Does it help when I say that Magnolia is half dedicated to her?
Nope.
Paul Thomas Anderson, the director of Magnolia and Boogie Nights. He dedicated Magnolia to Fiona Apple and his father, and they were dating at the time when she did the cover of Across the Universe, and he did the video, and it's a very cool video because everything that Paul Thomas Anderson does rules. All right, somebody apparently covered this. Baby got ballet. Yeah. All right. So a guy named Jonathan Colton covered it.
Oh, yeah. He's a big old nerd singer.
Is he?
Yeah. The nerds love him.
I have no idea who he is. But here's his. Have you heard his cover of Baby Buck? Yeah.
I probably have.
Okay. Baby God. On that note, we gotta take a break. Oh man, news is up in about 5 seconds.
I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing.
Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick Vigilio here, 720 WGN. Triple Play Thursday, man. Yeah. Peter and Decatur picking Frank Sinatra, World on a String. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. How are you, everybody? Nick Vigilio here, live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, overlooking beautiful Michigan Avenue. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell right after this show at 5, and then the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. I'll be joining Steve this morning for my weekly Thursday morning segment, 6:20. We'll preview some of the new movies that are coming out this week and chat about other stuff as well. So stay tuned for that. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You can check us out on Twitter at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page. So like us right now, facebook.com/Nick D Show. We are talking about cover songs. And going through a list here of ones that are good or even a little bit better than the originals. And Dan, I understand that Esmeralda has chosen one, correct?
Yes, she has.
Esmeralda, would you care to explain or we'll hear to the first one, the first original version?
Should I say who it is or no?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. It's The Specials. Friday Night, Saturday Morning.
Okay.
Is the original.
All right. I go out on Friday. I'm
I like to get a few drinks down. The floor gets packed, the floor gets full.
There's the Specials. They're all wearing little hats, spotted ties, and tight little jackets.
There you go. And so the cover is a, they're collective, and they're, I think they're mostly French chicks. French chicks. Called, I think you pronounce it Nouvelle Vague.
Okay.
And they do a cover of that.
All right, let's hear it.
And footless tie go out.
That's really good. That is really, really good.
They have entire albums. They just do covers.
They just do. That's really cool.
They are the ones who did the, if you remember, the Burger King Melt Into You.
Oh, yeah.
That's them. That's them doing that cover.
Oh, I see.
And I think it always changes in terms of singers.
Okay. All right. What was that? What's the name of the song by Mazzy Star?
Fade Into You.
Yeah, Fade Into You. Do you know who does a fantastic cover of Fade Into You, Esmeralda? Like an outstanding, insane cover?
Who could that be?
Flicker Stick.
Oh, boy.
Flicker Stick. They do a massively awesome cover of Fade Into You. Do you remember when they did it on Bands
I
on the
do.
Road?
I do.
Fantastic. When are they going to come back, man? I need some Flicker Stick now.
You need to call them up.
I'm
sure you have their number.
I need to call Flicker Stick right now, and I want to hear them sing Fade Into You.
Tell them, hey, get out of that office job that I'm sure they have.
Yeah.
Come out and play some tunes.
Oh, poor Flicker Stick. Man, why don't they rerun Bands on the Run, that one season of Bands on the Run? I don't understand why they just don't rerun it. It was the best reality show ever.
Because it's real outdated.
I don't care. It was the best.
Even the bands are a bit.
Yeah. Even Harlow? You've heard
They're very much the capsule of that time.
You've heard David Cross's bit about hanging out with Harlow, right?
Yeah.
It's one of the greatest, 15 minutes at some of the greatest stand-up I've ever heard in my life is the night he hung out with Harlow and he had to do a morning zoo show and then the next day. And I realized I hate Harlow. All right. Esmeralda, did you know someone covered this song?
Unbreak my heart. Say you love me again. Undo this hurt you caused when you walked out the door and walked out of my life. Uncry these tears. I cried so many nights.
Braxton, man, I love that song. You got to love that song, right, Esmeralda?
Song's amazing.
It's unbelievable. And she's 3'6", weighs 46 pounds. Toni Braxton. She's a teeny woman.
I can believe it.
Now, do you know who covered it, Esmeralda?
No.
I'm going to play it and see if you can guess. Okay, see if you can guess who this is. I had no idea, but here, listen to this. Okay, so that rules. Any idea who it is?
At Weezer?
Yes, it's Weezer. Very good. Very good. I did not know that. Did you know that Weezer covered it?
I didn't. I did not.
That's great version, though. Weezer. They're there in their glasses. They're in Arnold's. While Fonzie is dancing. All right. Okay, are you familiar with this song by Destiny's Child? I'm sure you are. I'll pay my bills. Yeah. You're familiar with Bills, 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 Esmeralda?
Yes.
Okay. Did you know They Might Be Giants covered it?
I didn't.
Here it is. That's fantastic. They Might Be Giants. You know, they write those happy-go-lucky songs that rhyme. All right, here's Trucker Jeff on WGN. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Dan. Or, I'm sorry. Hey, Nick. How are you?
All right.
I got a good good covers and bad covers.
All right.
Bad cover first. The Foo Fighters doing Baker Street.
Yeah. It's not one of my favorite Foo Fighters songs. No, you're absolutely right.
But the best cover of all has got to be George Michael doing Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me with Elton John.
Yeah. Great version. Great version, George Michael, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. Fantastic.
You might can play a version of it.
All right, Jeff, thanks.
Yep.
Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. Also, George Michael, his version, anybody who tries to sort of get into the footsteps or step into the shoes of Freddie Mercury is going to fill some big shoes, considering he is, without question, the greatest front man in rock history and had one of the greatest voices ever. But... George Michael was the guy when Queen was still going to try and stay alive after Freddie passed away. George Michael was the guy that I thought was the heir apparent to take over for Freddie because nobody else could. So in addition to him covering Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, which is a great version of that Elton John song, his version of Somebody to Love by Queen. Esmeralda, have you ever seen that footage it's from the Freddie Mercury tribute concert in 1992. And he does, with Queen, he comes out and does Somebody to Love. And it's magnificent. If you've never seen it, it's unbelievable. Have you ever seen it, Esmeralda?
I haven't.
You should look it up. It's just, it's from the Freddie Mercury tribute concert, which I still have on VHS. Taped it because I ordered it. It was a pay-per-view. I ordered it and I taped the whole thing. And it was great. The whole thing was great. But clearly, without question, the highlight with George Michael covering Somebody to Love. And first of all, covering Freddie Mercury in general is just an insane prospect. But doing that song in particular, because the vocal work on that song is just beautiful. And he's great. It's a great version. One of my favorite covers of all time. All right, we got a break. We got a few more covers to do, and then Esmeralda and I are going to play a little round of Celebrity Name Game.
I'm sure that if I took even one sniff,
yeah,
it would bore me to riff thickly too.
Frank Sinatra, bored by cocaine.
I get a kick.
That's the lesson learned from that song. Frank Sinatra finds cocaine boring. Peter and Decatur on Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man. One artist, three songs. Picks Frank Sinatra. I get a kick out of you. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, and we're talking about cover versions of songs. We got a ton of texts here. Let me fly through some of these texts because I want to make sure you guys have your voice here. There, 708 area code says Metallica's version of "Turn the Page" by Bob Seger is great. It is good, very very good. 708 area code says cover songs: Motley Crue, "Smoking in the Boys' Room." Yeah, man. I'm trying to remember who did "Smoking in the Boys' Room." Oh, Brownsville Station. Brownsville Station. They were popular for about 14 minutes in the mid-70s. And I remember the lead singer had round black-rimmed glasses. He looked like Harry Potter. He was like, he was Harry Potter before Harry Potter was Harry Potter. Donna in Chicago says, good cover, Land of Confusion, done by Disturbed. I've heard that. And Leonard Nimoy doing Proud Mary. That's a good cover. Let's see. 847 area code says, any cover of a Bob Dylan song, Watchtower by Dave Matthews Band. Yeah, their version of Watchtower is great. Here's the thing about their version of Watchtower, Dan. Surprisingly, it's 23 minutes long.
Shocking.
Lay Lady Lay by Ministry. Hey, listen. What? Lay Lady Lay by Ministry? That's like one of my favorite Bob Dylan songs of all time. And a lot of people don't like that. You know, you ever hear the song Lay Lady Lay, Dan?
No, I haven't.
It doesn't. You would never guess that it's Bob Dylan. It does not sound like Bob Dylan at all. And it's a country song. And I love that. That's absolutely one of my favorite Bob Dylan songs of all time. And it's also very unique and unlike anything he'd done before, at least at that time. But Ministry covered it. 847 area code, Pearl Jam live at Wrigley covering Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb. Yeah, their cover of Comfortably Numb is great. So great that Roger Waters invited Eddie Vedder on stage a few weeks ago to sing Comfortably Numb. 847 area code, Guns N' Roses Knocking on Heaven's Door. No. 815 area code, I think that Joan Jett covering all Tommy James songs are the best. Joan Jett's because Joan Jett rules. That's why. Peter in Decatur, who let us know that Frank Sinatra is bored by cocaine, said, Light My Fire by Jose Feliciano. That's a very cool cover. Esmeralda, do you know Jose Feliciano's version of Light My Fire?
I haven't heard it. No.
Oh, it's great. Light my fire, light my fire, light my fire, light my fire. It's fantastic. It also helps that I can't stand the Doors, so that's why I prefer the Jose Feliciano version. I can't stand the Doors. I know it's not popular, you know, being a rock and roll fan, but I hate the Doors. Somewhere Over the Rainbow by that Hawaiian dude. But that Don Ho? You talking about Don Ho?
Now that is guy, the big,
the which guy?
His name is Izaki. If you heard, I'll pull it up. I think if you heard it, you recognize it.
Oh wait, I know what you're talking about now. Okay. I just like by the Hawaiian dude. I immediately think of Don Ho when I hear Hawaiian dude. Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. Wishing Well by Blackfoot. 815 area code, MacArthur Park. I'm assuming you're talking about Donna Summer's version of MacArthur Park, which is awesome. Dolly Parton's cover of Shine, in my opinion, is better than Collective Soul's version. That's Jason in Indiana. Julie says, number one worst person who does a ton of covers, Michael Bolton. Take a great R&B song and ruin him. All right. Scott and Lyle says, Phil Collins, You Can't Hurry Love. 630 area code says, one of my favorite covers is Red Hot Chili Peppers' version of Higher Ground. Oh, boy. Craig Ferguson's Keep Banging Your Drum by the Ataris Boys of Summer. Yeah, that's that song I can't hear. I'll just cry. I'll start crying. Esmeralda, I'll just start crying. Because that's how they opened his last show, Craig's last show, with him singing that song. Every time it'll make me cry. It'll just make me cry. So, no, I can't hear that. Because I don't want to cry. All right, and let's see. The Deftones covering Duran Duran's song The Chauffeur is amazing. You know, Duran Duran actually did a whole album of covers, and it was called Thank You, and one of the songs that they covered on the album, oddly enough, was Thank You by Zeppelin. So, yeah. And let's see, song covers The Show by Karis Dorsey from the movie Moneyball. Chris from Midway says, how about Peter Tosh's cover of Johnny Be Good? 312 area code says, Adele does Love Song by The Cure. Really? She does? Have you heard it, Esmeralda?
Mm-mm.
I bet it's great. Let's see. Tim and Gurney says Faith No More did two really good covers. Black Sabbath, War Pigs, and Commodores, I'm Easy. Yeah, listen, let me explain something about both of those covers. Faith No More's cover of War Pigs is phenomenal. Phenomenal. And their cover, we've talked about their cover of Easy, I'm Easy. Right, Esmeralda? We've talked about that before. Mm-hmm. What a great, straight up, great, just great cover it is. How about Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal? Covered by Alien Ant Farm. I love that. I love that version. I prefer it to the Michael Jackson version. And then by far, Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin from the early 80s, Some Things Must Be Left Alone. It's The Far and their cover of Stairway. All right. Now, in my opinion, we're not going to be able to have time to hear it. But my opinion, and this is the opinion of Bob Dylan as well, the greatest cover version of all time is All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix. Bob Dylan wrote it, recorded it, and after Jimi Hendrix released his version of it, Bob Dylan said, don't listen to my version. Listen to Jimi Hendrix's version. In my opinion, the greatest cover song of all time is All Along the Watchtower by Hendrix. All right, we got a break here. We got the news coming up, and then Esmeralda and I will go nuts and start busting stuff and flipping tables as we play a little celebrity name game. That's all coming up.